everybody. This is Deborah from MyMindMyBody.net. And today I want to follow up a video that I made a few weeks ago regarding weight gain and the scale. In that video, I mentioned that I was going to buy new pants because the pair of pants that caused me to get on the scale didn't fit anymore. And so I needed to buy new pants. And people have asked me about how that went. You know, how was it, you know, going shopping? And I went shopping one day after I got off of work, and I just went to one store. I didn't have too much time, but I had enough time, you know, try a few things on. And I got there and I looked through their selection of, they were actually yoga pants I had to replace. So I looked through their yoga pants, the exercise pants, and I didn't find anything that I liked. It didn't have anything to do with the size. It just, they weren't my style. I like pants that are either full length or knee length and kind of like boot cut. And the ones they had were either super short, which doesn't do it for me. I don't like it when my thighs rub together. And some had like these, they were black, but they had like pieces of leopard print or had sheer material. And I didn't care for that. It wasn't my thing. And so I didn't buy any pants, but I'll be going back at some point. But I did deal with the pants that brought about this whole ordeal. So these pants, these yoga pants, I purchased when I was at my lowest weight and I had to put on weight. And it was something that took me time to accept, of course, but the weight was necessary. I was very underweight and probably a lot closer to being hospitalized than I care to admit, but the weight was a good thing. And so I knew that I had to address this in some way, but it wasn't the weight I had to address, it was the pants I had to address because they were really tight and they were bothering me. And so these pants, they're not very forgiving in the waistline. They're just, I don't know why they were made that way, but a lot of yoga pants, they are forgiving. You know, there's a little wiggle room and you can gain a couple pounds and there's not that much of a difference. They feel comfortable, but these, no, it didn't work with these pants. And so a few weeks ago when I made the video, I noticed how, you know, they were tight, not extremely so where I was uncomfortable to where I couldn't breathe, or there was like this angry red mark on my stomach from where the pants bit into my stomach. But, you know, there was a little bit of a mark and it was very noticeable for me. And so I had to address it. And I put it off for a little bit. But a couple days ago, I wore those pants, and same thing, I noticed how tight they were and uncomfortable. A lot of it was in my head, but still, I'm very aware of when things are constricting around my stomach, because that's always been an area for me where I've been very self-conscious about. And so throughout the day, I was very aware. I was always adjusting them to try to make them feel a little more comfortable, and I thought about, oh, like my stomach is being pinched, I can see my rolls over the top of the pants, and it was on my mind throughout the day, multiple times, I mean just throughout the day. And later on that day, I sat myself down and I said, Deborah, you need to deal with this. You know, this single pair of pants has been on your mind for weeks, months. Figure out what you're gonna do. And so I thought, you know, I have three options. And one is I could lose weight and the pants will fit better, but I'm not doing that. I'm not going there. That's not something I want to even touch. And so no, that's not an option for me. The two viable options were for me to, one, keep the pants and save the 20, 30 bucks or whatever, that I would spend for buying a new pair, or two, I could just chuck them. And I thought about that day, about how multiple times an hour I was thinking about these pants in some form or another, whether it was adjusting them or about the way they looked on me or just the sensation. And that's a lot of mental energy. I spent so much time thinking about those pants throughout that day that I was just like, that's nuts. This is a pair of pants. There are so many other things that I should be thinking about. And I realized that all of those thoughts about this pair of pants was bringing me stress. And stress is so bad for your mental health, for your physical health. And I thought to myself, is it worth, you know, 20, 30 bucks, you know, to save that money and then perhaps damage my physical and mental health? no, that's crazy. And so I took them off and I chucked them. And it was a good decision. I felt really good about that. Don't regret it. I still have to go shopping, which can be an interesting experience, but in terms of getting rid of them, I feel good about that. I think it's really important for me to feel good about my body, and part of that is having clothes that I feel good in. For years, decades, I did not like the way I looked. I did not feel confident in my body, and that's all a dieting industry thing, and it was all in my head. And but nevertheless, it affected me, and I hated the way I looked. And it's important for me now to have clothes that fit me well, because when I have clothes that fit me well, I feel good about my body, you know? And that's so important for me, because that was what really brought me to the point where I had an eating disorder. I did not like the way I looked. And there are so many issues with that. That's a different video, but it's really important for me to feel good about myself internally and externally. And that means having clothes that fit my current body. I know many of you are experiencing this as well, and so I'm hoping that my experience helps you, and so you can think about how you want to address this, you know, maybe the pros and the cons of buying new clothes or not buying new clothes, and see what's best for you, you know, mentally and physically. So again, this is Deborah from mymindmybody.net. Please like, comment, subscribe, and share. And thank you for listening. Take care.